This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us. First from the Powell Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include property found, Highway 14A, RP found a door key belonging to the Parks Department. Key was returned to the coach who had lost the key. So it sounds like the Little League shed, or what they call it now. I don't know what it was, but each coach given a little space inside the shed. Don't lose the key, of course, they're told. But then this guy lost the key. So threats, Powell area. RP advised that he received threats from a friend's boyfriend. He received threats from a friend's boyfriend. Oh, so he's friends with the girl, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
We're just friends. And I'll text her late at night and stuff. So.
Telling her what a bum you are.
Yeah. An officer spoke to the RP and advised him to block both of their numbers. Both the RP and the accused live in different jurisdictions. Disposition completed. So it's an out-of-town thing. So, yeah. Let's see. Dogs running. Mountain View Street. CSO secured the dogs back in the yard. Warning for animal running at large. And failure to obtain a dog license issued to the owner. Warning issued. So you get one warning. That's it. So let's see. Harassment. Powell area. RP wanted to talk to an officer about some hypothetical questions on harassment.
How far can I go?
Yeah. An officer spoke with the RP, advised him about getting a no contact order on him. Disposition completed. So, just hypothetical. What if this happened? Not here in this town, but
Can I back over this individual if this happens?
Intoxicated subject. He's first received a report of a male yelling and cussing out customers. The male has since left. Officers responded, not able to locate the male. The establishment requested a trespass order. The male was later contacted, and the trespass was served. Disposition served. So, yeah, you're trying to sell items during COVID times, but it's hard to when you got a drunk yelling at all your customers, cussing them out.
You're buying that?
Yeah.
What, are you a fool?
So it's like,
hey, man.
Times are tough, you know? So child welfare, North Ingalls, RP advised there's a little girl screaming. Officers responded, made contact with the family. All kids appeared to be in good health, and the parents advised the kids were upset. It was bedtime. Disposition completed.
Wow, I remember having a problem with bedtime. I don't ever remember the police showing up.
No. Well, I do remember kids screaming because of bedtime.
Yeah. Five more minutes.
Intoxicated subject, North Clark. RP advised there's a male being belligerent and harassing women. Officers contacted the male, advised him of the complaint, who was also from a previous call. The male was advised of the trespass from the previous establishment. The male advised that he will be walking home. Disposition complete. So he was all off on, now this on Clark Street. So he already got kicked out of the one business, and he was being belligerent and harassing women. In his mind, suave.
Well, I was being charming. No, you weren't.
That's what drunk guys do, Ross.
Yeah, and
they picture themselves in ascots and smoking a cigarette through a cigarette holder. I am suave and debonair. Nope, belligerent. Get out of here.
You're drunk and rude.
Yeah. Let's see. Property found, East Jefferson. Received report of someone tying a knife to a swing. Let's go knife swinging. Officers responded. They advised that none of the playground equipment had knives on it. Disposition completed. Well, good. So that's sort of good that there's no knives on the playground equipment. So.
I'd rather climb the AK monkey bars.
You can probably find the knives and the playground equipment, maybe like in Portland, not here in Powell. So, sorry. Traffic complaint, Wes Coulter. Received report of a vehicle cutting the RP off and speeding through town. Shaking my fist as they go away. The vehicle went through town. Call referred to Highway Patrol and Park County Sheriff. Referred to other agency. So, and then, of course, the complainant wants the person to be shot, too. Could you shoot him? Just kill him?
Did you make him suffer first?
Let's see. Traffic stop, North Day. Driver issued a warning for driving without headlights on. Now, what does the warning do to these people? Sorry. Here's a warning. You have to have your headlights on. I know. So, messed up. Disturbance, Julie Lane, received a complaint of loud neighbors. Officers responded to the scene, unable to locate a house with excessive noise. Disposition completed. So, the guy got home, shut the door, click. Ah, loud!
And then, of course, they were all like, shh, here he comes.
Yeah.
Everybody be quiet.
Disturbance. Officers initiated activity. East First female was escorted out of a bar by the establishment. Female still had her credit card inside. The tab was closed out. Officer brought her the credit card. Disposition complete. So she got kicked out before she could close her tab. Her credit card was in there. Whoops. Dilemma. This occurring at midnight, so yeah.
The drunky hour.
It may have been had something to do with alcohol.
You think?
Yeah. So I don't think she kept her credit card there for a tab so she could get beer nuts. So I don't think so. Let's see. Suspicious activity, North Bernard. An officer noticed that the lift gate and glove box were open on a vehicle. Officer closed the lift gate, and the owner contacted to make sure she was not a victim of auto burglary. Disposition pending. This at 3 o'clock in the morning. So the cops drive by and see all this going on in your vehicle, and yeah, that sounds sort of suspicious. So suspicious activity, North Absorca. Received report of a male in blue jeans, a black hoodie, and bedroom slippers leaning against a blue construction dumpster. Or be advised that the male appeared to be incoherent. Officers responded, spoke with him. He was on his way home, stopped off by the dumpster to rest. Disposition completed.
Because it just looked so comfy.
It appears to be incoherent. I don't understand that. So, yeah, when you've already put on your black hoodie and blue jeans, you don't want to put on regular shoes. You know, it's like, I've gone too far. Where's my bedroom slippers?
They'll slip right on.
And he's on his way home, so where was he at with these slippers on? I don't know.
Out impressing the ladies.
Animal call, North of Zorka. Report of a brown and white herding-type dog tied to a stump with no food and water. Officer responded. Owners came out as the officers arrived, checking on the dog. Everything is okay. Dog fine. Disposition assistance given. They can tell when the dog's fine, Russ. Tail wagging. So, unless it doesn't have a tail.
True.
Rear end wagging.
Yeah.
So, harassment, West 3rd. Saved report from a resident who was getting harassed by a number that they had blocked. The officer advised them to keep blocking the number. And if it happens, after that, call back. Disposition completed. They got around the block. So, and then harassment continues. Drug-related, North Day, received a report of drugs that were found. An officer responded, items were seized. What'd you do with that? Seized it? I'm a Caesar. The case is under investigation, disposition, CK. So it's not just collected the drugs. They seized them.
And then there's some sap. He gets home. Hey, where's my drugs?
Yeah, I had drugs here. What'd you do with them? Oh, I gave them to the cop. He wants to talk to you. domestic, North Day. An officer noticed a male that was blocking traffic. Upon contact, it was found that the male was arguing with a female. That always puts a punctuation in it when you block traffic when you're arguing with somebody.
Well, as long as you've got a good reason, go ahead, keep blocking.
Yeah, the parties were talked to. The matter was calmed down. Disposition completed. This at 5:55 in the afternoon. So there usually is traffic at that time on Day Street.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but this guy was going to provide an extra point by blocking everybody. Intoxicated subject, East Coulter, received report of an intoxicated person at a business. Officers responded, contacted the subject and the employee. The employee advised the person was not causing any issues. Disposition assistance, Kevin. He was okay. He's drunk, but he's fine.
What is this trend? Hey, let's get drunk and go shopping.
I know. That's the new thing. So
weird.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, E6, received a report of a subject that may have been stalking the RP. May have been. Master responded, spoke with the RP, extra patrol conducted, disposition completed. They may be a stalker.
Hey,
oh.
Buddy, nobody's stalking
you. Nobody wanted to be near you.
Nobody cares.
Disturbance, Powell area, report of disturbing text messages. An officer spoke with the RP. They're advised to block the phone number. There are no threats in any of the voicemails. No text messages. Disposition complete. Just block it. So how do you do? Oh, that button. Okay. And then suspicious activity. Rainwater Court received a report from a resident who received a text regarding a package delivery. The RP didn't think they ordered anything. The RP did not get a package.
Hey.
The incident is under investigation. That's the one to say, well, open up this little thing, this little attachment, and it'll show you what a great package you received.
Yeah.
And then, wait a minute. All my information is being taken by scammers.
Yeah.
Don't open those, okay? So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Aldridge's does not have a drunk aisle. So don't shop drunk over there at Aldridge's, okay? So do appreciate the Powell Police for today's Police Plotter Report.